Think of this as the calm before the storm, a quiet few months before the next wave of campaign advertising gathers strength and becomes virtually inescapable. It's also a window of opportunity for the California legislature to take action to require that the funders of those ads identify themselves. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro is among a host of co-sponsors of AB 1648, the California Disclose Act, which was drafted to ensure greater transparency in political advertising.
The top three contributors of $10,000 or more to the committee funding the advertisement would be required to a disclosure statement, including the logos, if the advertisement's made via television or print or mass mailing. It won't just be tiny little print saying funded by X corporation, but rather you'd actually see a recognizable logo so that it would sink into the public's mind that this ad's brought to you by that particular commercial interest.
David Schmidt is the Bay Area's regional volunteer coordinator for the California Clean Money Campaign, which has been pushing for the bill.
We were working on this even before Citizens United, but after Citizens United, it took on a new urgency, and now there's a nationwide context in which hundreds of millions of dollars are going to be spent this year on the presidential race, the congressional race, and the U.S. Senate races by nobody knows.
A previous version failed by just two votes last January, he points out, in part because it requires a two-thirds supermajority for approval.
The way it's written, it will go into effect only with a two-thirds vote of both houses. That would put it into effect immediately, but it could be amended to be a majority vote bill. Then if it gets passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, it would go on the ballot in 2014. And that is because the Political Reform Act of 1974 specifies that for disclosure rules to be amended, this is the procedure.
But getting those two additional votes remains a problem.
Right now, there's not a single Republican in the Assembly who has said they will vote for it. And that is a problem. All the Democrats have said yes, or they have actually voted on it in January. And we were able to get one Republican to sign on to the new bill. And after that happened, that Republican actually left the party and became an independent, that Assemblymember Nathan Fletcher.
And right now, Schmidt adds, the clock is ticking for legislative action this year.
Either form of the bill would have to go through the state Senate. The state Senate has until September 7th to pass it, and then the governor has a month after that until about October 7th to sign the bills. And that's too late for this year's election.
But Assemblyman Chesbro is hopeful. He notes that the measure has already sailed through two key committees.
It will be coming to the floor in the near future, and I'm optimistic, given the margins of the vote in both the Elections Committee and the Appropriations Committee, that it will have the support. Frankly, the public is really frustrated with the political process right now, and so I think it would be hard for many of my colleagues to justify not supporting greater transparency in the political process.
So far, Connecticut is the only state to have adopted such a measure. Governor Brown has given no indication whether or not he would sign the bill should it reach his desk. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.